So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I've been asking how I got here for most of my life. And I really had to ask that question as a child. Sometimes traumatic things happen to us, and if you've ever experienced trauma, you know that it becomes hard to piece back together what happened, and sometimes you forget long periods of it. When this happens to you at a young age and you sort of get taken out of the place where you feel safe, it becomes really difficult to ever feel safe again. And for me, that happened when my mother kidnapped me when I was 6 years old, along with two of my brothers. Like many Americans, I grew up in an unhappy household, something many of us are unfortunately familiar with. And my parents, especially after my little brother, really didn't get along. To this day, we all wonder if it was his fault. But things got really bad after my younger brother's birth, and the fighting was insane. You know, throwing things, priceless artifacts, signs of our white privilege getting destroyed all over the house. And my parents separated and began filing for divorce. And my two brothers and I that I lived with and myself, we began to put our life back together with our dad. We were gonna figure out how everything was gonna work. And then one night, my brother wakes me up and he says, "Shh, say nothing, come with me." Of course, I'm terrified. It's middle of the night, and he leads me across the hallway. We had ugly green carpet, and we were pressed really low down to the green carpet. And he runs to my little brother's bed, he picks my little brother up, and he hides us in my brother's walk-in closet, and he holds us back, and he stands in front of us, and he says, "Shh." And that's when I stop remembering exactly what happened. I remember lights outside the window, flashlights. My older brother doesn't. What I can tell you is that my mother and two strangers that I didn't know came into our home. Without my consent, they took me from my home and they went outside through a side door. I remember it being very dark, and I remember a gray station wagon. And I remember my older brother was in the middle. My little brother was in a car seat, and I was in the back passenger seat, behind the passenger seat. There was a woman in the front passenger seat that I did not know, and my mother was driving. Sometime later, I'm in Virginia, and I would only find that out later, much, much later. To my recollection, I woke up in a hotel room, and that's my first thought after the station wagon, was I'm in a hotel room. My first thought was, how did I get here? My second thought was, where am I? What follows, I can only tell you because I've heard it from various people. And everybody remembers it somewhat differently. According to my older brother, and according to my father, we were in a hotel in Virginia. We had been gone for weeks. My father had all but given up on ever seeing us again. And it was only because my mother reached out to my grandfather for safe haven, and my grandfather called my father and said, "I will send the kids back with their mother if you don't press charges." According to my father, he agreed. And the next thing I remember, I'm on an airplane. I don't know how I got to the airport. I don't know what airport we flew out of. I've never looked at the court records. Sometime later, after I passed out from anxiety eventually on the flight, the next thing I remember is my father. He's running from behind us. He had actually run past us to where our gate was supposed to be, but we had been flown into a different gate. We had to land at a different gate. We had somehow arrived at the Dallas airport. I didn't know that. I'm hugging my father and thinking, how did I get here? Where am I? What follows is a long period of disruption. My parents have to settle their divorce. None of us were okay. And we began trying to put our lives back together. For my older brother, it was nearly impossible. For myself, it has required an immense amount of time. And to this day, I still can't tell you how I got here today. I can't remember. There are 3 to 4 weeks that I have no idea what happened. And it's very difficult to sort of put your life into a narrative that makes sense for you when you can't remember a major part of your life and what happened and who helped you and how you got anywhere. What I can tell you, though, is that however I got here, I'm so glad I did. I found the love of my life. I found a job that I love, doing something that I care about. And I haven't spoken to my mother in almost 2 decades. And I don't think I ever will, because I don't think I can still be here if I open that door. And this is exactly where I want to be. Thank you.